get you going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh!
This guy's losing it.
This guy's lost his mind. And I'm reaping all the benefits.
Oh, God.
They're from Wedding Singer?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Nice. He's losing his mind.
I need to watch that again.
What is that, John Lovitz? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the, oh, yes, it's ladies' night. And I feel all right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night.
Drew Barrymore, dude.
What a...
God.
And then he's behind the curtain. He goes, he's losing his mind. And I'm reaping all the benefits. And then he slowly, great movie, man. Great movie. Anyway, it's 7:12. We got to get to it. It's your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
I just liked it when that old lady would sing
hip, a hop, hip,
Rapper's Delight.
Don't forget your payment. Right. Oh, I'll get the meatballs later. Hold out your hands. That's a good meatball. As always, your Morning Dump. Now you just think about a handful of meatballs. It's brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. I have one thing that I am going to talk about at the end of this,
okay,
but we're going to wait. First things first, the Ford Bronco making a comeback.
Ooh.
I'm excited about this, dude.
Question.
I saw the concept for it.
That's what I'm going to ask you.
I didn't know if they were going to release it or not, if it was just like a little...
Question.
Yeah.
Did they smooth all the edges?
I don't know. But
because you can't smooth the edges of the old Ford Bronco, man. You just can't do it.
The boxiness is what makes it great.
Absolutely.
One of the best vehicles I ever had was my Ford Bronco 2 because the back seats folded down, and it was great.
You didn't like it because it was a Ford or a Bronco?
No.
Because of the
engine.
It was
cool looking. It had the glass windows, but the back seats folded down.
You only liked it because you could have sex in the back of it.
And as a young man... It was a four-wheel drive bed.
Dad, can I get that one? Can I have that one? Or the van.
Seriously,
would be good, too.
It had touch four-wheel drive. I could literally just pull it anywhere.
Son, we can get you a brand new.
First of all, if you're thinking the ladies weren't treated to a romantic night, I would take that thing down to the creek. I'd pop the back. I'd put the seats down.
You see your dad taking your car shopping. Why are you always in the back seat seeing that the seats fold down?
I just want to see.
I'll take this one. It's a 1972.
That's where the Charger was.
It doesn't run.
The Charger had a huge back seat, and it was that leather, so you could just clean it off real well.
Yeah, but Dad, if we just park it in the cul-de-sac out back.
It'd be fine.
It'll be fine.
And this one doesn't even run.
Son,
just put it on a truck. We'll get it loaded. It'll be fine. So 96, the Ford Motor Company stopped making the Ford Bronco. The Ford Bronco is making a comeback, expected to debut in April.
They didn't by chance stop making the Ford Bronco right after O.J. Simpson took off in a Ford Bronco.
I think it was shortly after.
Shortly after.
At least the white Bronco sales.
Why isn't anybody buying these? This is weird.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Do you have a picture of it?
It's the O.J. edition. It does come with a removable top. Oh, I don't like how that... Now, it's all covered right now. But it's a four-door. Stop it.
What are they covering it because of the concept?
Yeah, they don't want to release it. Dude, if they make it a four-door, I'm going to lose my friggin' mind.
No, it's not covered.
Yeah, that's covered. They got it all covered. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. If it comes out like that, no one's going to buy it. No, that's all.
Hang on.
Yeah, it's just all covered.
Go to the other picture.
See, it's all covered. See, they got that all covered.
So they're covering the back because the back is the most covered.
Dude, if they make it a four-door, I'm going to be so pissed. Dude, it looks like a four-door.
It looks like a Jeep to me.
That looks ugly.
It looks like a Jeep without the front.
Ah, they ruined it.
They did.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, dude. They ruined it.
All right, you know what's going
to... Here's the thing. Here's why people like Ford Broncos. Ford, listen up. They like the old style. They like the way they looked. They like the way they felt.
Yeah.
They like it's the classic... Just the stigma of the old Ford Bronco. It passes, and you're like, that's a Ford Bronco. That's going to pass you, and you're going to be like, that's an
Explorer.
Is that a Range Rover? What is that?
If I want four doors, I'll get an Explorer.
Come on.
I like the Ford Bronco. So stupid. Way to go. You know what? That ruined my day, but here, I'm going to fix it. Yeah. Everybody, don't worry. I'm going to fix the horribleness that just happened.
Uh-huh.
Dunkaroos are coming back.
Yes!
Hell yeah, dude.
Dunkaroos cookies are coming back. They were discontinued in 2012, but General Mills decided to bring them back. They'll hit the stores this summer with one flavor, vanilla cookies dipped into vanilla frosting with rainbow sprinkles.
Yeah. Dunkaroos.
You shut your slut mouth. That is fantastic.
Dunkaroos.
They had the commercial with the guy, the Australian guy, like, "Oi, yep. Troy, that's not a Dunkaroo. This is a Dunkaroo." I think it went something like that.
Yeah, you're right.
That's not frosting. This is frosting.
No, you're thinking of Paul Hogan, bro.
Same guy. There's only one famous guy from Australia. There's two. Steve Irwin and Paul Hogan. Right. And one of those guys was in there.
Did the Dunkaroo commercial?
Yeah, right. Did the Dunkaroo commercial. So,
did you eat a lot of them as a kid?
Good God.
I used to trade a lot of lunch money because my parents wouldn't buy it because they were too expensive.
You know what I would do? I would literally just eat the cookie and then just finger the frosting out of it.
Or how about this? I'd always dip mine, but I would start dipping. I'm like, oh, not too much.
Just a little.
I don't want to waste any of the cookies.
You know? Always had that perfect bite at the end where it was just the perfect cookie to frosting ratio.
Yeah.
But the good news is this is going to be this is going to be 2020 standards. We're all a bunch of fatties now.
Oh, yeah.
So there's probably going to be way more frosting. Uh-huh. Not like when you were a kid and you're like, what the hell is this?
Now with extra diabetes.
Yeah, good.
You know,
it just comes with 9 packets of sugar.
I think that started my diabetes.
Dunkaroos. Thanks a lot, Dunkaroos.
Career.
I know you can't even have them now. You'll die.
I know.
I'll have yours. I'll take your share. Yeah. I'll trade you your Dunkaroos for like some.
Nope, I'm throwing it away. You can't have it.
You can't even have it. You're going to open it and throw it away so I can't get it.
I'm going to smell it and toss it.
You're a bastard.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock